Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. Today we're at Gray, Gray & Gray, a fabulous accounting firm, and we're being joined by Frank McLaughlin, who's he's one of the directors here. And welcome aboard, Frank.
Yep, appreciate it, and glad you guys could come in and share the day.
It's been a wonderful time, and thank you again. Anyways, we're being joined by a very interesting guest, Rosamund Liu from Tom's Bao Bao, who's going to tell us about her two restaurants. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, why don't you tell us about what Bao Baos are?
Yeah, so Baozi, or called Bao Bao, we use a term of endearment because Baozi is very difficult for most people to pronounce. So it's a steam bun, or we call it Bao or Baozi, or, you know, it's been around since 1,200 years ago in China. It's a wheat-based dough wrapped with many different fillings, sweet, savory, you name it.
And if I go into, you said you had a shop in Harvard Square that you recently opened, and you have another restaurant also, right? Is that correct?
Yes. At the moment, we have two locations in the U.S.
Okay.
One in Harvard Square and another in downtown Providence.
Okay. So how would the whole process work? I would sit down. What would I see on the menu? What kinds of things?
Yeah. So we focus on steam buns. So you will see mostly buns on the menu, as well as some noodle salad offering for the summer and drinks. Before you walk to our cash register, you will see our baos. We call them artists of making baos.
Okay.
Making fresh baos from scratch. And so you will see the whole process. The entire kitchen is transparent.
Yeah, and you were explaining to me earlier that it's quite an elaborate process actually making it. Can you explain how they actually made it?
Sure, sure. So it's a water-based dough. We mixed a special medium gluten red wheat flour and with just water and yeast. And we mix it, sheet it, and we roll them and cut them into equal size pieces by hand, and then roll them out to perfect round skins and wrap different delicious filling with it by hand. Mm. And then we steam them in bamboo baskets made handmade in a small village in China. So.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Anyways, Frank McLaughlin, who's a director here with Gray, Gray & Gray, is very interested in controls and you know, the financial responsibility of a restaurant. How do you keep control of things there, having two restaurants at a time? And how do you, you have a lot of things that go into these bao baos. How do you keep track of all those costs?
Because we want to keep the qualities very consistent and high, we make all our fillings in our central commissary. We will source as much as possible locally, you know, ingredients such as fresh bok choy, you know, mushroom, you know, and seasonal ingredients like New England lobster and so on. And we make all the fillings by our own team in Rhode Island. We have a very good handle on our food costs.
Right. And Rosamund, you know, just to take a step back here, you know, tell us a little bit of the story of Tom's Bao Bao. I mean, you know, there's two locations here in the United States, but talk to us about, you know, a little bit of the history. And I think one of your locations is coming up in a pretty big anniversary, correct?
Yes. Tomorrow will be our first anniversary of our Harvard Square store.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you. We've been very welcomed into the community, and we're just very happy to be part of Cambridge and, you know, and the Boston community beyond. So you're all very welcome to celebrate with us tomorrow. Stepping back and talking about the little bit of history behind Tom's Bao Bao. So there is actually Tom, and Tom is based in China mostly. He started a chain of steam bun stores in China called Gan Qi Shi in 2009. So we have about 200 locations, company-owned directly, in Hangzhou, Suzhou, and Shanghai.
And then you decided to take it over to the States and try the concept out.
Yeah, so when Tom came to visit the States and about 2.5 years ago, he discovered there isn't any fresh, authentic belt in the area. So he's decided to expand to the area. And we were introduced by mutual friends, and the rest was history.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. And so, you know, when I hear about and you're putting these delicious fillings in there, what are some of your favorite fillings that you like, and some of the things that are a little fun and exciting, especially knowing that, yes, it's a traditional 1,200-year-old Chinese food, but you can put some pretty cool stuff in the filling there. So talk to us a little bit about the menu.
Sure. So we have several classic offerings, the most popular being the classic juicy pork. We also have a tremendously popular vegetarian option, which is vegan, and it's made with baby bok choy, smoked tofu, and shiitake mushroom. The other classic offerings are curry beef and chicken and red bean dessert. But we always come up with seasonal offering that's really unique to this area. Since our opening, we've always offered New England lobster bao, and that's kind of our take on the traditional lobster roll that has.
So you're butter thinking and so you on. Some you yeah. obviously want to integrate it into the area, and really try to key into some of the stuff that's going on here, as well as maintaining the Chinese tradition at the same
time. Of course. The method, the process, the ingredient, it's all very authentic, but we could always be innovative with our filling and flavors. So we always offer a vegan special of the month, a meat special, and also a dessert special. So in July, we are offering a fireball apple pie dessert.
Wow, that sounds really good.
Really good. We also have a vegan option being compound lotus. So,
what about as far as allergies in your? How do you like deal with that? There is that a big issue?
We have our allergen chart, and normally we don't really have we handle it with all the detailed list of our ingredients, we often get asked if we have any gluten-free offering at the moment, but we don't, because it's just very hard to get the same texture with gluten-free flour, so we will experiment with that.
Gluten allergies are very common these days. So.
Yes. So that's my apology at the moment, but we do offer a lot of offerings, especially, like I said, we always have more than a couple of vegan options, which really makes our customer base very happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, you opened up a restaurant a year ago, and you opened up another restaurant 6 months or 3 months later from there. You know, talk to us a little bit about your experiences. What were some of the challenges that you ran into to help some entrepreneurs out there that want to get into the restaurant business?
Sure. I think for especially for us, the challenge you may have heard in the fast casual restaurant space, it's very hard to retain talents.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Absolutely.
There is just such a huge demand for qualified food service workers.
So how do you get them?
That's tough. So in our case, we make a huge commitment to our boss because we train them for several months. Mm-hmm. It's not something you learn, for a few hours and you can flip a burger or something. But this takes hours and hours of very focused training. We sent our first groups of chefs to China to train for 3 months each.
Wow.
So when we set out to build our team, we think it's very, very important that we hire locally, so we can not only train a very sustainable staff, but also spread the culture about Bao through our own team. We don't want to become something that's completely imported and just, take from the community. Instead, I think it's very, very important for us to hire from the community, teach the community what we're about, and, you know, buy ingredients locally and serve our community. We worked with the local culinary schools, as well as in Providence, we worked with Johnson Wales University. We also worked with agencies that place new immigrants and refugees, such as Dorcas in Rhode Island, as well as the Jewish Vocational Services in Massachusetts. We don't require our staff to be culinary trained, but they must have a very strong interest in handcrafted handcraft, because we really think our team boast are a craftsman.
Yeah, it's like an
really
artistic endeavor.
Yes, yes, yes. They really, if you go to our store, you can see how focused they are. They really connect their hand with their heart when they make each pinch of the bao. You know, we require even 12 to 22 pleats on each bao. We were able to build a team of baos with different backgrounds, but they all have a strong interest in making something with their hand. Some of them are former carpenter, glassmaker, other.
And now they're Baoists.
Yes. Yes. We have profiles of them listed on our, kitchen window that you can see.
What a great story, and thank you so much. We've been talking to Rosamund Liu from Tom's Bao Bao. How could people contact you if they wanted to get a hold of you?
Sure. We're at tomsbaobao.com, and we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yeah, and you have two locations, one in Providence, one at Harvard Square. We hope everybody goes there. Also joined today by Frank McLaughlin from Gray, Gray, and Gray. Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you very much for having me. And again, Rosamund, thank you for coming in.
We really
appreciate it. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show. We're part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. We've been at Gray, Gray, and Gray in Canton, Massachusetts today, who have been fabulous hosts for us. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Perfect.